This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the studio tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We've been talking about Bitcoin once again because, well, it just keeps going up. Are we going to ever see $10,000 Bitcoin again? What do you guys think?
I have no idea. At some point, there's got to be a flippening.
I suspect that it's not anytime soon.
You think it's going to hit 100,000 before it goes back down to...
I think it's going to keep going. I don't see any...
What was the number you gave there? 3,000 or 30,000?
10,000. I think we're past the hump in which we need to get over, and it's probably not going to go below... I suspect it probably won't get below...
Like 20?
15,000 to 20,000 ever again. Like, not any time in the near future anyway.
Because the value of the dollar is going to keep going down.
I mean, it never hit 2,000 again after it went all the way up to 20,000.
That's true.
So why do we think it's going to go down to what it was, you know, just before it started skyrocketing? We've seen this again and again and again and again.
Yep. Because it has no positive differentiation from its competitors. It would be
but the market hasn't figured that out.
Yeah, I mean,
The market is not rational. 10 years ago, people weren't even aware that Bitcoin existed.
That's right. The problem is that the market's not rational, effectively. So even though you have a better solution for, you know, than Bitcoin for day-to-day transactions, unless the market realizes that, they're going to continue to value Bitcoin higher than they value other cryptocurrencies.
Right. But, of course, the market is going to notice that when they start using... cryptocurrencies.
This is true.
Or actual transactions.
This is true. But we're not there yet. There's far more people investing, and I put investing in quotes, in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies than there are people actually using them.
And that's all it's being promoted as. It's not being promoted anymore for the last few years.
It's worthless as a currency, so why promote it as
that? I wouldn't say that. First of all, I wouldn't say that, and my company has been doing very, very well when it comes to cryptocurrency and people spending it.
How many people are spending Bitcoin BTC?
We have more people paying in BTC and BCH than we have people paying in dollars.
But what about... But as far as crypto, as far as crypto payments...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What portion of them are in BTC compared to other crypto?
For our laptop sales this past week, I would say 3/4 were crypto.
No, not crypto. BTC.
I don't know the difference
between
BTC or BCH. I don't know. I can't differentiate between the two off the top of my head.
You can't?
I can't because I don't know.
Oh, you just don't have the numbers.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't.
Okay.
I've seen the crypto transactions come in, but on our payment screens, I haven't actually gone in and looked to see which ones are BCH
or which ones are you taking at ThinkPenguin.com?
So we will accept other crypto payments, and we do frequently, but you have to manually email us still because I've never upgraded from BitPay, so it's only what BitPay offers, and they're BCH and BTC.
Didn't they add, like, Ethereum or something?
They did, but I never enabled that.
I see.
And so it's
why
still just...
they're not?
Almost nobody wants to pay with it. So it doesn't make even sense for me to bother, and I think the one time I might have gotten a payment in it, I just accepted it. I just did it manually.
Gotcha.
So...
Yeah. It's not difficult to write a wallet. Why is it difficult to... Why aren't there more things like BTC Pay? It seems like there should be one out there that would take as many currencies as Coinomi does.
What is BTC Pay? That's an open source...
BTC Pay is it's basically a self-hosted... I actually have one of these. I just haven't ever got it hooked up. I play with it a little bit, but not hooked up to our website. But BTC Pay basically is a program that allows you to... It's literally a replacement for BitPay.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having it being a hosted solution, BitPay's a hosted solution.
Centralized by a corporation.
Right, centralized by a corporation that does evil things. is a replacement for that, so you can host yourself and no longer need a, you know, AnyPay or BitPay or
PayPal. Does the BTC PayPay support things? Does it support things besides Bitcoin BTC?
It was designed around BTC. Now, I know that there was plans to I know that there I'm pretty confident that there's some others. I don't know if BCH is one of them, but it can have other coins added to it. I just don't know to what extent people have actually gone and done that, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a developer out there who has an interest in writing a plugin or writing or adding the code to it in order for it to have support for other stuff.
Yeah, see, that's a perfect opportunity for a library. Somebody needs to write an implementation of a full HD wallet so you can just plug it in.
Getting too far off in the weeds here, guys. So 603-283-6160 is the number if you want to talk about programming. There's probably a better location to do that. But let's try to keep things a little bit more general as far as the discussion. So we were talking
about... You got
about,
it, General.
All right. We were talking about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin hitting $1 trillion. And nobody, as usual, you bring up your objection that the market is unaware that Bitcoin BTC is not ready for prime time. It's not a currency. It's not usable.
And more importantly... There are, it was forgivable that BTC was not ready for prime time when it was first released.
Sure.
Because it wasn't prime time.
No.
But the thing is, now it has competitors that are ready for prime time.
So here's the question, I think.
But no one knows about the competitors. Virtually.
Well, people are learning about the competitors very steadily. Slowly but steadily. Yeah. I mean, BCH has risen faster than BTC over the last month.
The question I think that it comes down to is whether or not BTC is going to adapt to the change fast enough in order to counter the advantage in the real world that BCH has over it currently. So BCH
is Bitcoin Cash.
Right. So BCH or Bitcoin Cash can basically, there's more transactions that it can handle per second than
Bitcoin. By a factor of 20.
Right. So, and there's other cryptos that can do even better than that. So the question is whether or not Bitcoin, the developers behind Bitcoin, adapt and they do it before the rest of the world gets on board.
If they wanted to adapt, there never would have been a split with BC.
You're probably right, but there are people who will tell you, well, you know, Bitcoin has its solution, and you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
The Lightning Network.
Yeah, they're going to claim that people have, that there is a solution, and it's coming, and it's there's some support for it now, and they're probably right. There probably is more support for it now. So... Do you think that's going to roll out and succeed? Because it's been years now. And,
well, let me know when it actually launches.
There are things that the Lightning Network is good for. If I was running a Bitcoin casino, I would definitely be a Lightning node or a Bitcoin exchange.
Oh, I would think you'd want to do Monero.
What?
I would think you'd want to go with Monero.
Well, you'd want to do Monero as well. But you could definitely do it as, to the extent that you're doing Bitcoin, you could do it as a Lightning node, because the whole thing there is everybody throws their money into one bag, and then somebody else does the bookkeeping inside the bag. So that's a perfect setup for a casino. Or an exchange. Any place where people have monetary accounts with you that they're trading, but, it's not a general purpose solution because, you know, when you go out to a restaurant, maybe you're not on the same Lightning node as they are. Maybe you haven't put down a deposit with their particular node. And then you're paying the crazy transaction fees.
Yeah. And then the nice thing is people are still paying for stuff with Bitcoin and
only high dollar value stuff. You're not going to go out and buy a meal with Bitcoin unless you're crazy.
No, you would think, and you're probably right about the meal thing.
Yeah.
However, people are buying computers and things of that nature with Bitcoin still.
Generally, are more expensive. Than
I'm still
hamburger.
Spending it.
I did just spend it. Right, I did just spend $1,200 on some car repairs that I paid with BTC because I wanted the.
That's what I'm talking about.
I wanted to have some BTC. I wanted them to have some.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, though.
603-283 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But if it were a $50 fee, I probably wouldn't have done it.
I only spend Bitcoin Cash locally. I don't do Bitcoin. Yeah. Not usually, anyway.
All right, so there's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160. Bitcoin is at $1 trillion market cap.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about money, specifically Bitcoin. just isn't as money as it once was. I mean, it's still valuable, but you can't really use it in you know, small transactions, which you once could. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. And also want to make sure you can join us online. Head over to our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. You and I were posting on Mastodon today, Chris. Now, you've got an account on your own Mastodon server, but you can link to Mastodon server, and we can talk because Mastodon instances are what they call federated. And this is what makes it a polycentric system. So there are many centers. You have your Mastodon server. We have our Mastodon server. And there's thousands of other Mastodon servers out there.
There's something I didn't know either about Mastodon. Apparently, you can import from one server your stuff to another server. And I thought it was tied to like the domain names, but apparently not.
Nope, you can move your accounts. I moved my account from Liberdon to Free Talk Live.
There's a restriction. You can move your account, but you cannot move your posts.
Okay,
you can
enough.
Move your followers. Your followers. So,
and that's important. And I say that's important
that
because
important.
I have been thinking of possibly about moving over to the LRN. Is it LRN? Server?
It's Free Talk Live, but so the, either way.
Free Talk Live Mastodon server.
Yeah.
Because the person who maintains our infrastructure is Bob, and it's basically my partner, and it's basically just us and like one or two other people.
Well, I think he locked it down, so he didn't want anyone else to join in the first place.
He doesn't want to maintain it, and he's concerned about opening it up because he doesn't want to be raided.
Okay. Because you never know who's going to post what, right?
Exactly. And there's a risk, a small risk of potentially being raided.
In our case, ours is located outside of the United States. Not that that's a perfect protection, but it helps a little bit. You guys are running it out of your house.
Right? We have a server.
So if somebody, if there was going to be a raid, it would be on your house because that's where the server's located.
Yeah.
A legitimate concern.
Yeah. So.
So check it out, social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of Twitter, you're sick of Facebook, you're sick of big tech, and them telling you what you can post and what you can't post, well, you can come on over to social.freetalklive.com. In fact, our next caller, I believe, or at least someone using your username, David, signed up just within the last few days. Is that you over at social.freetalklive.com?
Oh, really? No, what username?
One of the ones that I know that you use.
Oh, well, maybe somebody. Well, actually, yeah, I think I tried to. I don't know if I completed the process. Yeah, I guess I did complete it.
Okay,
I was a little confused on it. So if you see me over there, then apparently I successfully did it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I followed you back. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll check it out. I'll look at it.
Getting super popular these days. So if you're not on it. You should get on it.
Yeah, I'll follow back anybody that follows me that's, like, taking the time to put a picture on their profile.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I have had people tell me that, like, nobody uses Mastodon, and it's funny in that
I don't
there's more people
often.
Using Mastodon now than there ever has been in the past.
Oh,
and
it's huge.
What people don't understand is Mastodon was just getting off the ground. It used to be used exclusively by a handful of geeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
In certain geeky circles, very particular circles at that. Now, it's like everybody's getting on board.
Yeah.
We're talking about just ordinary people, right? I mean, it's a better
and it's
Twitter.
To use. It's a slick process. I mean, David has apparently had a little bit of trouble, but it's not that hard to get signed up for this. It's your
not
standard, you know, sign up, click a link on an email, and boom, you're done.
Yeah, and there's a lot more people posting stuff and tooting stuff and I don't even know all the boosting I think they call it on.
Yeah, that's like the retweet.
That's
the equivalent
of
the retweet.
Yeah,
On Mastodon, I will say this. If you sign up at social.freetalklive.com and you have a Microsoft or Hotmail, which is the same thing, email address, you probably are SOL. You're going to need to use a different email provider. They are blocking our emails.
Really?
If you are on Google, you may need to check the spam folder for it. Yeah. So keep that in mind. If you signed up but you didn't get the email, it's probably sitting in your spam folder. Or if you're on Microsoft, you ain't getting it.
Is it because it's not set up? It might just be not be set up right, and you need to change the SMTP server to
No. Microsoft is blocking us.
Oh, okay. And it must be because of the censorship game.
We don't know what it's because of, but they are blocking us, and so there's a notice
that's probably a censorship if it's not spam filters.
Have you called Microsoft?
Yeah, we've tried all their hoop jumping or whatever, and I forget the current excuses, but it's BS. Whatever it is.
Gotcha.
So if you're still on Microsoft, sorry, you're going to have to figure something else out.
Yeah. The powers that be do not like decentralization.
No.
That's what it comes down to. You know, they're funded by government agencies, a lot of them. They have significant interests in keeping you on their platform, on their centralized platforms, because they make money off of you. You are not the customer. Right. You are the product.
David,
and they sell your eyeballs to advertisers.
What were you calling about tonight, David? I know it wasn't our social media site.
Well, I was calling about the monetary theory regarding crypto, and I have that question, but let me make sure to clarify something for you, because you were actually shortchanging yourself a little bit. There were two different things. One, pertaining to signing up with you folks connecting to you. One I had a problem with, and the second one I didn't actually have any problem with at all. Signing up for the one you referred to, the social dot, you know, whatever it is, freetalklive.com.
That's right.
I didn't have any problem at all signing up for that. I just hadn't done that, completed that process until just recently. The one I did have a problem with, which I still didn't understand why I'm having a problem with it, was signing up for the Matrix. And I don't know, one thing in my situation is I use handheld only, Android only. I do have a laptop, but I don't even bother to use it anymore. And I don't know if that's what was impeding me from successfully signing up with the Matrix, or it might possibly have been
when I made the initial attempt.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't really do technical support on the radio.
Nobody.com.
I wasn't asking for tech support. I was just clarifying so you understand that I did not have a problem signing up for social.freetalk5.
Thank you for the feedback. Was that why you were calling tonight?
No, I was calling about monetary theory on crypto. Okay. And I won't ask you the questions that I still have that I could theoretically easily answer simply by going to bitcoin.com and watching tutorials. So I won't ask you those questions, but let me ask you about something you were already talking about. Nobody has been pushing it, talking about it recently, and that's the first I've really heard people get into the question that I have to the depth that I have. And let me ask that, and that is that it occurs to me as somebody who really knows nothing compared to you guys on cryptocurrency that, Bitcoin is going up. And so, you know, speaking in short, it's been a good investment to this point. And then the question comes to my mind, which nobody has been addressing, is, what happens when a competing electronic currency comes along and becomes successful to the Bitcoin price? And then the next question that I want to tack on to that for you to discuss and respond to me is that, what is preventing, obviously something is, or everybody, there'd be millions of successful.
I want to hear the question. Hang on, David. We'll bring it back to that, because he's asking about competitors to Bitcoin, and that's an important question.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of competitors to Bitcoin. Thousands of them are in the marketplace right now, and we'll talk about it. Coming up here, you can share your thoughts, 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths, and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. According to the White House, 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. Many people are also in need of food and water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, Chris, you've got a crypto-related story about South Korea.
South Korea. Yep.
Something is happening there with privacy coins being restricted severely.
Oh, yeah. They've apparently outlawed them.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that coming up here. And that should be an indicator that you might want to look into those privacy coins. Because if the government doesn't want them, that means that they're useful.
True.
That means they're worth looking at. But we're going to get into, actually, David in New Mexico had questions about some of the competitors to Bitcoin, and those privacy coins are competitors to Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is not a privacy coin. As much as you might hear mainstream media parroting this misinformation, they constantly are saying things like, Bitcoin's anonymous. No, it's not.
It's not anonymous. It's just anonymous. The government doesn't have control over, which is why they don't like it.
Correct. So let's go back to David. He's in New Mexico. David, can you recap that first question? Because you said you had a couple questions. What was the first question? Let's just start with that one.
Yeah, the main question that I was going to ask for your time on addressing was a monetary theory thing regarding crypto. And that is, it occurred to me that one of the things that I was weighing as part of making a decision as to what crypto to buy, when to buy it, how much to buy, when to spend it, et cetera, is what is the competition? And in evaluating that, it occurs to me that, you know, Bitcoin is as valuable as it is at the moment because of the structure that was built that has value because of what it is as it was designed. And now, if it was easy to replicate, then all of those thousands of other competitors could theoretically be valued just as high.
All right. It is easy. It is
not
easy to replicate.
I would hold on.
You can take the same software they run it on a different port, rebrand it, and have your very own Bitcoin.
There is more to that, though.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, like mining power.
Not even that. You guys are thinking about the technical aspects of this. But the reality is, it's not the technical aspects of this that are the problem. It's the end user aspects of this, right? So what I'm talking about are the, where can I spend my Bitcoin? Everybody knows anywhere that you see crypto accepted, Bitcoin's accepted. But what other cryptos that is that true for? And there's not many. The list is very, very small. Bitcoin Cash, maybe Dash in some places, maybe Monero. How many other cryptos are on that list where you can spend them almost anywhere?
Well, most of the cryptos in the top 100 aren't even designed for spending. If you look at
Coin Market, and then the question is, what's their value? What use do they have?
Bitcoin Cash is definitely designed for spending.
That's right. Most of the cryptos in the top 100 are not designed for spending. Whether they're Bitcoin Cash is designed for spending.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are special purpose coins, which isn't surprising.
Right. And that's where it gets overwhelming, David, is when you ask this question, which a lot of people are going to ask this question. Eventually, somebody who's into Bitcoin is going to hear about Bitcoin Cash, or they're going to hear about Ethereum, they're going to hear about some of these other coins, and they're going to say, well, which ones do I get? Bonnie was asking me a similar question earlier today. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I know there's some of them that are kind of interesting, but that's just my opinion.
It's like it's like buying stocks in some sense, right? Because it's like, well, there's not necessarily a right answer, but there's certainly some stocks that are going to go up in value quicker than other stocks, right? And
you don't know which ones.
Yeah. So you're just, you can take educated guesses. Bitcoin Cash has market share and it's got people spending it, so you think it should go up, but the market's not necessarily irrational. So it may not actually work out that way.
And you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, for instance, today, Monero is the number one privacy coin by far. I mean, there's nothing else competing with it in any meaningful way. There are like probably dozens of other privacy coins, but they're not in the...
And they may be technically better.
And they may be.
But
and here's the thing.
There's nobody using them.
Monero may be popular. It's in the top 20 coins right now. But what if tomorrow somebody cracks their security? And then it goes down, goes from number 20 to 200.
There's been claims. Now, whether or not there's any basis for them, I don't think that the evidence is there, but people have claimed that already. Yeah. And just because somebody claims, just because something's not true doesn't necessarily mean it won't result in the cryptocurrency tanking, too. Yeah, so,
if I was going to start a fund to trade in coins with people like a mutual fund, the first strategy I would adopt is buy $20 worth of every coin the first moment that I hear of it. And just
you'd have to make that your
away.
Full-time job because
a computer program can do that very quickly.
No, it can't because every coin is not available on the same exchange. So you'd have to figure out which exchange that coin's available on to go and to purchase it, or you'd have to set up a mining rig. To mine it.
He's talking about a program where he can use the APIs and swap them.
Yeah, you don't just use an API on an exchange if it doesn't support what you're doing.
He would be using presumably multiple exchanges, right?
In order
I would probably implement it. I've already started implementing it to talk to Bittrex. I haven't expanded it to other exchanges
He's a programmer.
Found any
so
other exchanges that'll give me an account.
I don't think he, your average person, I don't think that, I think you're right, but I think for him it's
even
well,
in
it's
his case,
designed
it'd be his
to plug
job.
In other exchanges. It's just having written one, I'd prove
there might
the concept,
already be. There might already
and it made
be
sense to start working
out
on
there.
The
Have
engine.
You looked at tools? There might already be a tool out there
to
do what he says.
Just remember, whenever a new crypto comes out, it doesn't even have an exchange, right? When a new crypto comes
fair
out,
statement.
It's just a wallet. And that's it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get on an exchange.
Sure.
They got to pay these exchanges usually to get on them. And usually the first one they get on is some weird oddball exchange you've never even heard of before.
That's true.
So then, and a lot of these exchanges are sort of fly by night. You don't know who you're
fake
dealing
trading.
With. You're signing up with these
fake
people.
Fake trading volumes.
Yeah, fake trading volumes. They get bad ratings. You say you want to withdraw, and it takes 3 days before they actually send you the coins. So you don't know what you're dealing with.
Maybe you should be your own exchange. Throw a piece of software out there on the net and let people trade with you.
I mean, theoretically, you could.
There's a ton of support that you have to do there. Remember, I mean, each of these exchanges, the reason why the exchanges charge these companies, charge these cryptos for listing services is because it takes time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They don't just flip a switch and now all of a sudden they can accept the brand new Quash currency.
And the thing is,
once you have an HD wallet, though, it's not very much work to support a new coin. The hard thing is to prevent yourself from being spammed.
Let me ask you another question. So Bitcoin, as it is a functional structure. What prevents somebody from building another structure identical and equally as functional as Bitcoin?
Nothing.
So
that
absolutely nothing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that's
it's designed for it. It's an open source project.
I'll hold on a second. I think that's unfair because the reality is it's easy to copy the code. That doesn't necessarily mean you can get people to adopt it.
That's
the thing that makes Bitcoin more valuable than other cryptocurrencies.
He didn't ask what it would take to market it, though. He asked what it would take to reproduce what Bitcoin does.
You can reproduce
the
software.
And the answer is very little.
You can reproduce the software by copying and pasting. It's open source, and that's been done. That's why there are 8,000 other cryptocurrencies right now over at coinmarketcap.com, because almost every one of them, except for Monero and a handful of others, was based on the code from Bitcoin. However, as you pointed out, Chris, they don't have the same number of miners behind them. They don't have the same mining strength behind them. They don't have the same number of full nodes on the system.
Yeah, that means they're less secure potentially.
And they can be taken over by a 51% attack in a lot of cases. In fact, there was just news about,
the incentive to do a 51% attack on a small coin is very small by necessity. Until you've got a market cap of $1 trillion, you don't have to have a $1 trillion security system. You're not guarding as much.
Nonetheless, there was a crypto recently that got hit with a 51% attack, and it's a pretty embarrassing thing when that happens. And these people can attack it for only a few $1,000s, so it's not.
How did they respond to it? Did they roll it back?
I didn't look into details. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's actually a website out there that'll tell you how much it would cost to attack these various little coins that are out there, and it isn't a whole lot of money. So yeah, to actually recreate the strength and the security of Bitcoin is a whole other story. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Also, the Matrix chat server is open and available to you. And some people may have difficulty because there are a few steps involved. It is a little bit of an involved sign-up. That's just the way it is. So we do have very specific steps. I've written them out. And you can go to chat.freetalklive.com and follow those steps. And if you follow them exactly, it should work.
Read carefully.
Yeah. If you don't follow them exactly, you probably skipped a step.
It's not very long, but you have to read.
Step is almost certainly switching from the Matrix server to the Free Talk Live server.
That's the LRN server in this case.
To the LRN server. You want me to hack up that an APK that just automatically connects to Free Talk Live?
No, I'd rather have you working on cell 411.
Okay.
But thank you. If you can't get on, you can't get on, but most people don't have a problem. I mean, so far, David's the only person who's reported an issue recently. Now, obviously, one person reporting suggests others may be having the problem and not reporting, but regardless, we've got a robust chat room with a lot going on in there, so it seems like most people. There's actually 170 people now that have joined the main on-air, I think it's 170, the on-air now channel, which is the number one channel there. 172.
I'm amazed at how much chatter goes on in their room.
Yeah, it's busy.
It's super busy.
And the channel or the server itself has dozens of channels on it now. So anybody who wants to can go there and create whatever channel that they want, whether it's public or private, and have yourself your own chat room, which you can administer. You can.
We got a room for Freedom Encrypted too.
Yeah. You can decide who the mods are if you want. There's even a cell 411 support and testing room that you created, nobody.
And that's gateway to the Telegram group.
Yeah, that's
also
one of the interesting things about it. There's a robot in there that actually cross posts all the chat from the cell 411 Telegram room and the Matrix back and forth.
Ooh, I think we need that.
Yeah, both are designed, and this is the wonderful thing about open source software, both are designed to talk to each other. They'd speak common protocols, and so it's pretty easy to just get two systems to talk to each other.
Nice. So check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. Just follow the instructions and you should be fine. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Clients are available for cross-platform, whether you've got an Android phone, iOS, Linux, computer, Windows, etc. You can join this thing. So, Chris, we've been talking about cryptocurrency. Yeah. You've got a story out of South Korea. It's not good news for privacy coins.
It's not, but at the same time, I'm kind of laughing because it's like,
I don't know
how are you gonna ban it? I mean, if Bitcoin is legal and you can buy Monero with Bitcoin using an out of country exchange,
well, what are they banning?
How are they gonna stop?
What exactly are they banning?
So, all right, so let's start off with this is coming from CPOmagazine.com, and the title of the story is South Korea's new AML laws, so it stands for anti-money laundering, banned trading of privacy coins. Mm. So they're talking about Monero, Zcash, etc.
By who?
The government?
No. By who did they ban? Did they ban
it
being traded? Did they ban it on the citizen
or
level, or did they ban it from their exchanges?
Let's get into the story because I don't know the answer to those questions at that level. The privacy coins that add an extra layer of anonymity to crypto transactions are no longer welcome in South Korea. Coin brands such as Monero, Zcash, and Dash included, will soon be unavailable at the country's exchanges. Okay, so I guess they're banning it from the exchanges, with the government citing crypto anti-money laundering measures as the reason for the ban. The so-called privacy coins were designed... I love how they phrase it as so-called privacy coins. That might be true for some
Dash
of them,
is a so-called privacy
coin. This is true. Yeah, the
so-called privacy
coins... And none of them are that well proven yet.
Monero's been around a while.
Monero's been time tested and proven at this point.
I mean, there's some claims, but until you actually have evidence, it's kind of hard to not just assume that the people who are making those claims have
a bias. The last guy that claimed that Monero was a problem was Duke, and he programs another privacy claim.
Right,
so,
and he's not the only one, but everybody when you call him out on it is like, well, okay, where's the evidence? Nobody can point you to any evidence, and I don't doubt that they can trace Monero, for example, in some instances where they have other data that is not specific to Monero being broken, if that makes any sense. So, like, for example,
they have other metadata, you mean?
Yeah. So, if we both set up a wallet on an exchange, a hosted wallet, and I send Monero from my wallet to yours, that doesn't necessarily mean that can't be traced. Because
it was on an exchange.
Right. Right.
They have a record.
So, right, exactly. Yeah. So, but that's a little bit misleading to say that
that's not Monero's fault.
Yeah, right, that it's broken. And
you don't even hold Monero at that point. You hold a Bittrex account that's denominated in Monero.
What seems to be suggested by, I think, some is that the issue is something along the lines of most Monero ends up going from one wallet on a hosted exchange to another wallet, maybe on the same exchange or a different exchange, but all of the exchanges are recording the details. Therefore,
that's a mistake.
It doesn't actually work.
Right. You got to have your own Monero wallet.
Right, exactly.
And then you'll have some privacy protections. In fact, you mentioned Bittrex, nobody. I don't know if you got the memo, but Bittrex banned Monero and Dash and Zcash. Did they not?
Yeah, I've got like $6,000 worth of them sitting in our $9,000 worth of them that I withdrew from Bittrex because I wasn't going to sell it at that at the rate they were offering.
And Bittrex is a U.S.-based exchange, so they must be like figuring something's going to happen, or they're afraid of the government or something like that.
It may well be a fear thing. Mm-hmm. It may well be a deplatforming thing. Maybe they're into deplatforming people. It seems like all the cool kids are these days.
Or they're trying to cozy up with the government and say, hey, look, we're kicking these guys off.
Well,
we love
the exchanges are as bad as the banks. The exchanges want their share of monopoly status, cartel status that's government enforced. And and now they've got it because they've got licenses and the rest of us don't.
So what more do we need to know about?
So, I think this is the next paragraph is actually pretty interesting here. Law enforcement is kind of what I was saying. Law enforcement can track these transactions back to crypto exchanges where the wallet holders can potentially be identified, potentially is keyword here, either by the email address they used to register the exchange account or by using personal identification to open it. So, I mean, this is assuming basically that you're purchasing Monero or some other cryptocurrency from an exchange and you're not doing it one-on-one from one person to another, or you're accepting it as a payment or some other. And this is the thing. Some of these methods, anti-money laundering methods, may actually work initially, but that doesn't necessarily mean they work over the long haul. And that's something I think people should keep in mind. The privacy,
if you really wanted to send transactions secretively, I would think the best thing to do would be to hop from blockchain to blockchain.
I mean, I would think that they would, that the forensic software that they use to do this would be able to trace between different exchanges as well as different cryptocurrencies.
Just make sure you use
I probably wouldn't use exchanges per se. Certainly nothing that was doing KYC.
Yeah, just make sure you're using
certainly
a VPN when you connect to...
Well, you have to with some exchanges because they block people from the United States at least.
So, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
And by the way, you sell VPN access over at thinkpenguin.com.
Yes. Yes, this is true. You can get VPN service. You can also get little mini VPN routers.
Those things are the coolest.
And
actually,
I
need
things.
One of those, bro.
The mini VPN routers.
You have one over at your house, right?
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of having my own.
Does it have VPN service on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's really neat about the VPN service on the routers is that it transparently passes all your data over to the VPN provider. So you don't actually have to set up each one of your devices.
That's right.
VPN on each one of those devices, which can be a little bit of a complicated process.
Yeah, that's what's so great about those routers is you plug and play, and then anyone that connects to the router, they're VPN protected.
Right, right. And
does all this data pass through your basement?
No.
Okay.
No. No, there's servers around the world, and
okay.
They go
actually,
through the servers.
You probably don't even have U.S. servers, do you?
No, we actually don't have any. We do have a New York server, but although I don't know if it's still working or operating, but it's mostly for testing, so it wasn't actually, it's not in the rotation of servers that are used by default.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to get their data sent within the United States anyway.
Good.
If you're in a different country, you might end up with going through a server in your own country.
Just by accident.
There are 200 countries. Undoubtedly, you know, there's going to be somebody somewhere who is in the country where the server is located. But
see, the thing that makes the most sense to me with VPN is a system where everybody is a server. You're constantly passing other people's traffic to random places, and then nobody knows where your traffic is going.
So there is something along those lines out there, except I wouldn't trust the software that does that. And it also exits traffic from your computer or your device or whatever. And so you also then potentially have
risk
from cops raiding your house sort of situation.
What if somebody goes to a place that's not legal and is coming out of your connection you didn't know about it? So, hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.